Blumenthal joined a jobs training initiative in New Haven on Friday to call on the U.S. Senate to pass the Federal Energy Efficiency and Industrial Competitiveness Act. The bill would open up federal dollars for green jobs training programs and research on sustainable energy. Blumenthal says the bill would save American consumers almost $14 billion a year and support 164,000 jobs by 2030. He says it would also benefit Connecticut universities and energy and manufacturing companies.
Breaking the political gridlock will enable us to build more energy-efficient homes, businesses, and employ many people throughout the state of Connecticut, because many businesses can take advantage of this federal funding.
But Blumenthal says the bill, which passed out of a committee months ago, is being held up by a small number of senators who want to protest the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare.
The merits of the bill are supported by a strong bipartisan coalition that includes the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Association of Manufacturers, as well as labor and environmental advocates, and both Republicans and Democrats. What's blocking the bill are a fringe group seeking to add unrelated amendments.
Blumenthal says it is a rarity for a bill with that level of bipartisan support to be held up in the Senate. Byron Kittle, WSHU News.